found if we were able to maintain the electrical potential on the stump site of an amputated limb, we could stimulate some regeneration. You injure yourself. When you cut yourself, you burn yourself, the potential on the skin falls to zero in the area that's injured. So if I put something that's highly conductive on the surface of the body that's not toxic, I will recreate the normal electrical potential on the surface of the body and stimulate healing. 25 years ago, when I started as an orthopedic surgery resident, this became very popular, where we would take fractures that wouldn't heal, put wires in the bone, put a small current through those wires and stimulate the bone to heal. Because we knew that when the body creates its own electric currents, particularly in bone, if I take a femur and I bend the femur like this, I will create an electric potential at either end of the bone. The bone is piezoelectric. Now, if I have a disease process that's not healing and I put a wire in the middle of the bone, I reproduce what the normal electricity would be inside the bone, I can stimulate healing. This product does the same thing on the surface of the body, but it does it passively. Greatest natural topical antimicrobial known, that is, if I took all the pharmaceutical drugs that are available, tested them against all the bacterial species that infect wounds, the one product that would kill everything, all bacterial species, would be silver. Now, this is topical silver. Silver kills by contact. The bacterial species has to land on top of the silver in order to have it effective. I also discovered over a 15-year period of time, if I want to create an analgesic quality in a wound or an injury or a trauma or a sprain or a strain, if I put something that's highly conductive on the surface of the body, I'm able to alter the electrical surface terrain of the body and take the pain away. The first picture I showed of that child, the reason that child was pain-free with that lesion was that we altered the electrical conductivity of the surface. In World War II, get these wounds to heal in emaciated patients. The principle was put something on the body that's highly conductive. Now, if I took all the materials that were highly conductive in the world, the one material that would be most beneficial for healing would be silver. Silver is not cytotoxic, period, in the doses that we're giving it in. We're giving it in a nanogram level dose. But silver works on a nanogram dose level. To become toxic in silver, you need to take 1 gram. There's a huge disparity between the two. That's what allowed me to get it through the FDA. It took me 2 years. This is a picture of the fabric. We're only dealing with between 0.5 and 1 micron thick coating of silver, pure metallic silver, that's around every fiber. So if I took 1 square inch from, let's say, your shirt, and I plated that material, I would probably end up with 25 square inches of pure plated metallic silver, because the entire fiber is plated. That's one of the magics of how this thing works. We don't put any electricity into the body. This is all passive. We're dependent upon the body's own natural ability to create an electromagnetic pulse on the surface. That is, it creates a negative electromagnetic potential, which in most cases runs between minus 50 and minus 70 millivolts. I'll show you a case where we were able to regenerate a fingertip. In some other cases, by creating the electrical potential. That is, put something that's highly conductive on the surface of the body. Now, why can't you take a piece of copper, or a piece of pure gold, or a piece of metallic silver, like silver foil? The problem is, I don't have the surface area. This is a surface area dependent phenomenon.